Blog Talk Radio.
This is your announcer, Chuck Flanagan. Hold on to your cock and balls, and be prepared to have your brain blown out of your cranium with 2 hours of hot molten fucking metal. It's time for the Metal Injection Livecast, brought to you by MetalInjection.net.
Oh, shit!
Yeah! We've got all wires plugged in, and we're ready to go!
Radio.
Oh, hey, we get it. We're on Blog Talk Radio, ladies.
Yeah, we're on directly in the prime time slot.
I see what's going on here.
Right after the fat kid that picks and eats his own boogers.
I thought we were keeping that a secret.
And right before the guy who talks about World of Warcraft. I think Neil Alpert has a show, right? Hey, everybody!
It's just the sounds of women sitting on his lap. There's not even discussion. It's the sound of awkwardness.
Nobody knows Neil.
I know, it's an inside joke. I'm allowed one per show. If I may introduce everybody here, I take over briefly as the host and introduce the lovely Noah, the lovely Rob.
Thank you.
Lovely Sid. And sitting in, I'm 3D, of course, and sitting in with us this week is a gentleman you may have seen on the Metal Injection program in our various videos. He played Gargamel, the guy with the corpse paint, the black metal dude who stabbed himself in the eye with his own spikes.
Death Angel.
That's him, Death Angel.
He's here.
He's here.
You know what I think is hilarious? How there's one person that commented on the video, and he's like, that Gargamel chick is so good.
that was me.
That kills
Sorry.
Me every time.
So, Alan.
Hi.
Are you actually going to talk today?
A couple more beers.
A couple more beers, please.
By the way, Metal Injection Livecast is brought to you by Stella Artois.
Artois.
This week.
Artois.
So what were you going to say? Sorry.
I was just going to say, you know, this is our eighth week,
right?
And it's safe to say we are the most prepared we have ever been in 9 weeks.
You know, shit. Actually, we got here, like, everyone was here about 2 hours early.
Yeah. So it's safe to say this is the greatest episode of the Metal Injection Livecast this week.
Do you want to go?
Except for that part where you forgot to plug your computer into the sound. But after that, we've been...
We'll edit that off.
Everybody gets one. Everybody gets one, okay?
We'll edit that off here.
Do you want to run down all the great stuff we have on the show today?
Oh, my God. Oh, well, Sid, first of all, I am very glad that you mentioned me fucking up. And lately, this has been going on
a
lot.
You smoking pot.
Well, I mean, other than me smoking pot, it's been going on a lot. And, you know, we decided to do something about it. And
you're pot smoking?
No.
Oh.
No.
Yes. We're all going to smoke all your weed.
This show is a 2-hour intervention.
Guys, I just want to.
Sorry.
Wow, this is a great episode. Not.
Tonight on a very special live cast.
Give us your weed.
You guys don't know me. I can stop with. I don't want to. Don't tell me what to do. You're not my mother.
Take the joint out of your mouth while you're yelling at me. All right, what?
Anyway, as I was saying, you're not my mother. But we've been fucking up a little bit on the show, and we're aware of this. And, you know, we decided we should just do something about it. Why don't you tell them what we did, Sid?
Well, we decided to bring in an outside, a quality control specialist who will be here. He'll monitor our work ethic and just the way we carry ourselves on air. And if we fuck up at any point, he'll let us know. We'll check in with him from time to time, and he'll give us pointers.
How do you think Sid explained that? Mr. Quality Control. Are you there?
He's smoking a joint.
Oh, he's also smoking a joint?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a bad sign.
Well, Mr.
How do you think Sid did?
He does not get it!
Uh-oh.
Oh. He's pissed
for
you.
Jeez. Off to a
bad
start.
Oh.
Dude, calm down.
Fuck's sake, man, you're amateur.
Sid, he's already calling you out.
And I'm the one that hired him.
Yeah.
Well, look, that shows that
he's
independent.
He's fucking done professionally.
Oh, he's already done with you.
No, please, listen.
Sid,
come back. We need you.
Sid, apologize to him right now.
Dude, I'm sorry, really.
Christian, do you accept his apology?
No.
No.
He bailed on us.
No.
Oh, he really
isn't.
No. Come on, Christian. He's sorry.
No, don't just be sorry.
Oh.
What else do you want me to be?
Shut the fuck up, Bruce.
No, his name is Sid.
Well, actually, I told him my name was Bruce, so he couldn't hunt
me down. Shut the fuck up.
Sorry.
Wow, he really...
Oh, good.
Yeah, see?
I'm trying to fucking do a scene here, and I'm going...
Wait, doing a scene?
What?
Christian, you're not acting here.
I think is he talking about the metal scene?
I think he doesn't...
I like this in the background.
He doesn't
care. He doesn't like you either, Darren.
He doesn't
what
get
the
that,
fuck?
Like, he just multitasks. He can't not...
What don't you get about it?
While we're standing here.
What don't you fucking understand?
Darren, what don't you understand? I mean, really, that's a really good question.
Calculus?
He's so
well,
talented.
Somebody should be fucking watching.
As we speak, he's shooting the sequel to Newsies. As we speak. So he's doing both.
And the Hudsucker Proxy.
Was he in the Hudsucker Proxy?
I don't know.
Please, for one fucking second.
I'm sorry, you're right. You weren't in the Hudsucker Proxy. I apologize.
That was
you're
Tim
a nice
Robin.
Guy.
Oh, thanks. Darren, he does like you.
Thank you.
You're a nice guy, but I don't fucking cut it when you're bullshitting and fucking around like this on set.
Damn.
I'm
fuck.
Sorry.
He reels you in with a compliment, and then he hits you right in the nuts.
It's like a
hey.
Woman.
Heartless.
Hey!
We got to do the show, Christian.
What the fuck?
All right, Christian,
too much fun.
We'll come back to you. We'll come back to you, Christian.
Lock
but,
him up. Get his hands. All right. All right, we'll do it.
But, you know, other than that, big week in the news, I feel.
Yeah.
You know, let's just get right into it.
Go
big
on.
Big week in the news. First off, right off the bat, we talked about...
A burp.
Well, other than that... Michael Phelps. Let's talk about this.
Oh,
in case you've been living under a rock, Michael Phelps, the man who has won more Olympic gold medals than any other human being.
The man
swimmer.
Who's half man, half dolphin.
Any other swimmer, I think.
Yeah.
In what, one Olympics.
He, this man, smoked pot.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Imagine how fast he would have been if he did do that.
Yeah, he got caught smoking pot.
Right.
There was a photo of him on TMZ or the National Enquirer, whatever. It's like some people... Oh, thanks, Noah. Yeah, we're not having a show here. No, have your beer.
Well, it's
no,
just a casual atmosphere.
I saw that Christian left the room, so she's like, all right, I could slack off for a second.
Christian!
What do you think of that?
What the fuck?
Noah.
I'm sorry.
Am I going to walk around and rip your fucking lights down?
I would like that very much.
Then we can't see.
Like this in the background. You prick.
Wow.
He doesn't like you.
I don't know if I've ever heard a girl called a prick before, but I like it.
I think you learned your lesson.
What
that's
the
what
fuck
they,
is
that's what they
you?
Say in New Zealand. That's.
I thought he was Welsh.
Whatever.
I don't know.
Nice
guy.
What are you, Christian?
Don't shut me up.
He did it. He asked you a question.
All right.
He's all right.
Okay.
That's what that is.
So,
hey,
Michael Phelps.
Fuck! Don't shut me up.
All right,
Christian, we'll come back to you.
Michael Phelps.
Yeah, no. It's like, okay, first of all, it wasn't during the Olympics, right?
Right.
It
was at a party.
It was at a party, completely safe environment, like nothing, no big deal, and... People are making the biggest deal of this. Like, he is going to lose all of his sponsorship.
He started to already.
You need to talk into the mic.
He was suspended.
But that's
suspended
the funniest part of all of it, because it's
from
like, who
Olympics?
Pays attention?
No.
3-month suspension.
Yeah.
From the Olympics?
No.
But No.
From high school.
Basically, it's like...
No. What is he suspended from, though?
He can't go in the pool.
From professional swimming. It's like, hey, guys, I have a pool at my house. Sorry. Are you going to suspend me from that? No. Right.
Do they even...
See you in 3 months.
Do they have other, like, swimming things besides the Olympics?
Yeah,
no one can.
Qualified
exactly.
to be in the Olympics, so...
But like, 3 years
yeah,
that's what he should say. He should be like, okay, guys, I'll come back in 4 years when it's important, you know. But here's the thing that was interesting to me about Michael Phelps was that, you know, you had all the regular smoke weed and I got caught smoking weed. But then the people defending him, like, all right, here was the defense of him. All right, he made a mistake.
Yeah.
He apologized. How did he make a mistake?
Yeah, getting caught.
But honestly, who cares? I have seen articles of, like, Michael Phelps smoked. So what? And I completely agree with it.
Well, you're a pothead.
The fucking president, the last two presidents of the United States have done coke.
I know doctors.
Who cares?
Not on camera. But they admitted it. Yeah.
But Alan, you made a real, not Alan, Sid, you made a really good point when we initially talked about this. And wait, what'd you say?
I don't remember.
No, you were saying how, like.
He was smoking with Michael Phelps.
It was such a good point that I don't even remember it.
No, but you were saying how, like,
it would be amazing if an athlete of his caliber was like, just had the balls to be like, yeah, I smoked pot, and I smoked it while I was winning 8 fucking gold medals. Now what do you
think? And then they would take away his medals.
No, they wouldn't.
Why would they take away his medals? He'd pass the test?
Yeah. Fucking while I was training. All you kids, smoke weed. It doesn't matter.
Regardless, it's an illegal substance.
Yeah,
and if I didn't smoke, I would have won 14 gold medals. I didn't want to get up and go to the pool.
Oh, good!
I didn't feel like getting up on the last day. I was just in the on my
futon. Oh, good for you! You don't have to be sarcastic, Christian. Relax. Shut the fuck up.
He's just snarker, that guy.
Michael Phelps, this is for you.
Lighting up on the air.
Find the microphone, Rob. Rob, we're going to have to confiscate your microphone.
Now get in the pool, Rob. Get in the pool. Let's time you.
Holy shit, he just won a gold medal.
Where am I?
Imagine a splash sound effect right now.
Rob, you're suspended. That's it.
Suspended from what?
From the podcast.
Yes, get off.
I'll just smoke more weed.
No one goes to that he's suspended from. Yeah. You're suspended from a radio show. No one's listening to you.
You'll be back for the Olympics, though, the podcast.
Olympics. The Olympics. Podcast. You go for the gold in 2012. Yeah. Would it be nice if we had that song instead of just listening
to it? No, I like it. It's more DIY.
It's extemporaneous.
Stop. That's it. We have no more listeners.
Yeah.
It's over.
Shut the fuck up!
I'm talking to you, Rob.
What? To me?
Yes.
I was just singing.
I was just singing the national anthem.
Shut the fuck up, Bruce.
No,
it wasn't the national anthem.
Is that what I said? I'm sorry.
He needs to stop walking.
No, I'm smoking.
I think you're officially removed from
serious.
The sound effect machine
yeah.
for the next hour.
All right, I'm done.
You're suspended for 3 months for abusive sound effects.
Good times.
Next thing.
Give out the phone number.
Oh, yeah. 646-929-1357. Give us a call.
If you want to talk to Christian Bale.
Christian Bale will yell at you and call you a
phone. Oh, I think there are international numbers now, too. Look at that. If you put your mouse over there.
What? What do you mean? That they can call in from international places?
Yeah. Are you sure I should be pressing stuff?
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah, let's not fuck around with the sound. Yeah.
All of a sudden, we'll be talking in French. You know what that button does.
Oui, oui.
How did that?
I swear to my life.
We digress.
Fuck's sake.
What was the thing with Metallica that you were talking about before?
Which thing?
Oh, about Megadeth and Metallica.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah. We posted. Alan found this video.
Good job, Alan.
A few months ago, when Metallica was doing publicity in France, and I guess they were just like playing
random songs and they wanted the band to like give a critique of it or whatever. You could see this on the main page of our site.
They played a random.
So, yeah, so you have to explain the joke. You put Pikiman on the blague.
No, this is James Hetfield.
What?
He's holding his nose closed and imitating Dave Mustaine.
Oh, Lars, he's not. You're not in the joke, Lars.
No comment.
Lars is the joke.
Out of that one. You know, back in the day, okay, in 1982, I stayed out of it, and I'm still trying to stay out of it, okay? So you do your thing with Dave. I'll stay out of it.
James, you're
nothing bad. Nothing bad.
No. Look out.
Good songwriter. Everything.
Now, how bizarre is it when Lars Ulrich is the voice of reason in something?
Not only that, but of all people, James Hetfield is making fun of somebody else's voice.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wrote on the forum, actually, what part of my body do I have to pinch to sound like his shitty fucking voice?
Yeah, exactly. Clearly he hasn't fucking listened to himself.
Nevermore, you whipping boy!
He sounds like Dave Mustaine now all of a sudden.
Like he's trying to imitate it. No. In my opinion, Metallica, what they are now is the world's most overpriced Metallica cover band.
That's true.
Because sometimes I watch live footage and it does sound pretty cool, but most of the time,
understand that live footage, it's on track. It's not like they're actually playing live. For the most part, maybe, but it's kind of fake.
The voice?
Well, a lot of it is. It's not watching.
Then they should do
a
better job of it.
Okay.
Well,
if you're at a show, you're at a concert, so I'm fine with that.
If it's on track, it really sounds awful.
Yeah.
His voice just cracks and pitches all the time when it's live.
Do it live!
Fuck it!
Speaking of Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, yeah.
Someone made a fantastic mashup of Christian Bale versus Bill O'Reilly. If you haven't heard this, get ready to have your mind blown.
That's tomorrow. And that is it for us today.
What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, I don't know what. Whatever it is, it's not right on the teleprompter. I don't know what that is. I've never seen that.
I want you off the fucking set, you prick.
Okay, but okay. Yeah, I can't read it. There's no words on it.
What don't you fucking understand?
There's no words there to play us out. What does that mean, to play us out?
Fuck's sake, man, you're amateur. What don't you get about it? Are you professional or not?
I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean?
Oh, shut the fuck up.
To end the show?
No! No!
All right, go.
You're unbelievable, man. You're unfucking believable.
That's tomorrow, and that is...
Oh, da-da-da-da!
Yes. 5, 4...
Give me a fucking answer!
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today, and we will leave you with a... I can't do it. Okay. We'll do it live.
Okay. Let's go again!
We'll do it live!
Fuck it!
Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
Oh, good for you!
Fucking thing sucks!
The fucking kick your fucking ass! You don't shut up for a second, alright?
That's tomorrow and that is it for us today. I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks again for watching. We'll leave you with Sting and a cut off his new album. Take it away.
Stay off the fucking set, man. Seriously, man, you and me, we're fucking done, professional.
I never work in the...
That's tomorrow.
Oh, whoops. How did you work in the entertainment industry and not know what play us out means?
Yeah, I didn't really get that either.
I mean,
I think that was filmed in like the early 90s. Maybe that expression hadn't been popularized yet.
Maybe it's some young writers.
I know.
Play.
We'll do it live! Fuck it! We'll do it live!
I love with the Long Island accent that he's got.
A fucking retard that guy is. He's a wonderful man, Dan.
Is he listening? Do you think he's listening right now?
Yeah.
I think he has, like, one of those sensors, like JCVD.
Yeah, right. He slides down the O'Reilly pole and...
Dimension it,
Sorry.
So what do we do now?
Circle jerk knows the cookie.
I'm into that.
Yes.
Duck sperm.
I also have any opinions about Michael Phelps smoking weed?
Callers.
What's the big deal? Seriously.
What's the deal?
Well, what do you think?
What's
the
deal?
Big deal. They fucking smoke weed.
Yeah. But speaking of what is the deal,
I like that transition, guys.
You know where I'm going with this. I got a really good deal on a pack of cigarettes. No.
I never heard this
on
story.
The TV.
No, but I was actually hanging out with my sister last night, and we went to see a comedian she likes by the name of Pablo Francisco. And I'm not really a fan of Pablo Francisco's, I gotta say, but I just did to hang out, and you know, we're there and the host is doing his little opening thing, and then he just goes like, thanks, Darren. Wait, Darren, what should I cue up?
You're not supposed to ever mention it. That's why I'm writing it down, asshole.
Wait, Darren, what should I get?
What's written on that paper that you just handed to me?
You're an amateur.
Oh, I'm sorry. Anyway, no, but then he just goes, ladies and gentlemen, our music didn't start when he went, but he's like, ladies and gentlemen, our first comedian, Jerry Seinfeld. And he kind of said it was like a half joke where I was like, wait, is this just going to be some douchebag trying to imitate Jerry Seinfeld? It's like, why would Jerry Seinfeld be at a Pablo Francisco show? But no, it was actually Jerry Seinfeld.
Wow.
And that was pretty ridiculous.
Did he kill?
Well, I mean, like, as soon as he got on stage, he got a standing ovation. Obviously, you know, everybody knows who he is. And funny enough, the first thing that I did as soon as I saw him was I started texting Sid, experiencing Jerry Seinfeld live. And he's like, and then Jerry Seinfeld is like, no, I know, this is great. It's not great for me. It's great for you because now you have a story. Now you have something to tell all your friends.
Who are these people who text in the first row of a show? It's not distracting.
But, I mean, you know, obviously he killed. But it was clear that it was all material that he just wrote. Because it wasn't like the
why does Michael Phelps smoke on camera? Go in a room. What are you doing?
The thing is, it's clear that the people that went to the show have never been to a comedy show, because some people were just so rude. Like, this one kid was, like, drunk or on E or something, out of his mind, and just in the middle of Jerry Seinfeld's stand-up, just call somebody else's name out really loud. And then Jerry Seinfeld's like, what's going on here? And then at the very end of his bit, he was like kind of running out of stuff, and he was like, you know, what else could I do? And he kind of kept like dragging on a little bit because he didn't know what else to go on with. And some dickhead in the crowd was actually like, what, is Pablo late or something?
Oh my God.
Did
he react to it?
I honestly couldn't believe it. Yeah, of course he reacted to it. I mean, like, he didn't like get all pissed off. He's fucking Jerry Seinfeld. He's like, what? Like, what? You know, he was a little,
I'm doing you a favor.
And then he's like, you know, I'm sorry, I haven't heard of this Pablo Francisco. I'm sure he's a great guy, you know. Definitely check him out, but, you know, I don't think.
Not as great as Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah, I don't think he has the number one sitcom in history, did he? And, you know, the rest of the crowd, like, totally was behind Jerry Seinfeld. You know, we love every chance.
Yeah. Pablo Francisco does not have the most sophisticated audience.
No. The funny thing is, though, like, as soon as he went off, the host went back on. He's like, Jerry Seinfeld, everyone, he just went back to cry in his bed of $42 million. And I mean, like, hey, he nailed it.
Don't shortchange my salary.
Yeah, but then, honestly, like, that was the highlight of the night, because Pablo Francisco told to this yesterday, it's as if you, like, combined the ethnicity of Carlos Mencia and like the ethnic delivery
with the long, nonsensical stylings of Dane Cook with the complete random run-on sentences of Robin Williams.
And that's Jerry Seinfeld.
No, 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 that's Pablo Francisco. No, it's, he doesn't know. Well, his claim to fame is that he does the movie voiceover guy, like, in a word.
Yeah.
Like, he does that voice really well. So, basically, he comes out, and he just starts talking about, hey, how's it going? Blah, 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 blah. He said some funny word. He's like, in a world where this word that I just mentioned. And then he just kept going, kept making fun of the Allstate guy, like, oh, you're in good hands with Allstate. And then he would just move on to another sentence, and then he would just go back, you're in good hands with Allstate. And then, like, 10 minutes later, you're in good hands with Allstate.
Yeah, remember the whole slogan from 30 years ago?
Yeah, throughout the whole hour, every 2-3 minutes, he would just, you're in good hands with Allstate. And it would always get a laugh, which was very the saddest thing. Like, I found myself, like, with my arms crossed, like, really?
I wish Jerry Seinfeld would have been insulted by the audience and just done, like, a dirty act. And just,
yeah.
Why do I have to go on before this unfunny spick? Who are you? You're a bunch of retards.
You ever been out to a restaurant before?
Why do beaners try to do stand-up?
They should be hanging outside of the Home Depot.
Hey. Do me a favor and pick me some lettuce.
Clean my pool.
Come on, Francisco.
Yeah, Seinfeld was sitting there like in the very darkest corner of the room when Pablo Francisco was on and totally just like stone faced the whole time.
I don't find this funny.
There was like only like one or two things that were chuckleable. And the crazy thing is, he didn't do any of his, like, famous material because people, like, towards the end of the set started, like, just shouting out bits that they wanted to hear, and he wouldn't do it. He was just too busy in his coked-out sentence spurring and talking about the Allstate guy. And, like, half of his jokes, thing on metal, like, hey, I got the shirt from Hot Topic, and, you know, I go to Hot Topic, and, Pantera and Slayer and all the
That's right. Joke.
And it's like I try to listen to music and it's and then you know it's like someone goes there like the guy from Slayer like goes to the studio and goes you're in good hands.
Tim Allen now.
That's pretty much his bit. And then he's like, how do you think Terry Burr's like,
he was just making random noises
that,
the whole time.
That was his bit. That's
he's living the life.
This guy
paid for that.
Sounds like a Beaner motorcycle.
No. So it was, the not so funny thing is that for two people it was basically $100, which I. Oh, the really fucked up thing is it's $25 a ticket, and then there's a 2-drink minimum.
It's like $20, right?
Yeah, they were like $7 a beer. And I was like, well, whatever. You know, it's kind of late anyway. I don't want another beer. I'll just get a fries as an item. Yeah, that didn't count. Actually, I got charged for the fries and an item. I was like, what do you mean? Oh, no, it has to be a drink. I was like, the fries are more expensive than the drink. What is it?
Listen, you better get good and slot. You got to listen to an unfunny beaner all night.
it's hard to complain when you get to see Trey Seinfeld. Like, that totally made the night worth it. But if it wasn't for him, like, the night would have been a total epic fail.
Those fries better have Coke in them.
Oh, and the dude was totally Coke. You know, it's funny, like, we walked out. We were, like, right by the exit, so we were one of the first people to leave. And we walk up the block, and it's just Pablo Francisco waiting for a cab. Like, he was out of there. He did his best, and he's out. He is definitely coked out.
He was trying to do that George Carlin thing where he walks out of the building right after the show.
Oh,
and then the camera follows him to his apartment.
But how did Jerry Seinfeld wind up opening for Pablo Francisco?
I'm sure he didn't know, even
like,
know.
Yeah, just showed up to do a bit. And
yeah,
you don't turn Jerry Seinfeld down.
Yeah,
you show up
right,
at the
exactly.
club at any day.
But like, wouldn't he try to figure out who's going on after him before doing that?
He's probably
but
maybe he's friends
but,
with.
But
the
I think
guy
the whole
club.
Thing about Jerry Seinfeld is he's such a big comedian that he wants to be able to go in a room and not know who his audience is and win them over. You know, like I think that was the whole point. Which is
so then he should go to the Apollo. I mean, really. Every other audience in New York is his audience.
No, but I mean, really, yeah. Like he had the,
he right? should do the. He should do like the typical black comedian routine. Like, you ever notice how R&B singers sing? They sing the alphabet: A, B, C, D, E, F, G, E. That's my. Know who loves black people? Michael Richards. You ever see how a black person goes into the pool? Black people do this, and white people do this. Am I right? Why are black people and white people different? I brought on my special guest, Michael Richards.
Did you see the thing when he apologized for saying
Letterman?
Yeah.
And then Seinfeld is yelling at him too. And yelling at the audience.
Because the audience is laughing at his awkward response.
Yeah,
his apology was worse than the thing, almost. I mean, he avoided saying the N-word.
Yeah. I guess that's, we could, you know, praise him for not saying
his words. Can I say nigger, Jerry? Please let me say it. Please. Oh, yeah. Anyway.
Give him good hands with metal injections.
I heard a little rumor that we're going to be reading from a 50 Cent's book again.
Oh, shit.
Yes, Bastard Peace Theater will make a comeback.
Oh, we also have a new segment on the show. I think we should try to do the new segment right now.
Oh,
all right.
Okay.
Oh, but
okay.
I have to download the intro.
Take a music break and then...
I did my job. I sent it to you.
Can you take a music break and then
we
do it?
So fucking take a music break.
Can I make a request?
A very short music break.
What's your request?
My request, I'd like to hear Michael Richards rant. Using the N-word. No. Let's hear Living on Welfare.
Oh. I guess.
Don't we have to pay them to play that?
Play the hits.
No.
The rules.
Why don't you set this up there?
Public domain.
Why don't you set this up?
This is a little song they... about the joys of taking American tax dollars and spending them to live a lavish lifestyle and having no job and paying no taxes into the system. It's called Living on Welfare. Metal Injection Radio.
Come on, Misha. What? Do you believe in the government assistance?
What the?
Well, I've got something to say about it. You need to go something like you here. Misha thinks it's your lot for free. Don't need no cash to eat. It pays with EBT or that. People get so jealous and mad. Americans make Fox. So their taxes go to us, it's bad. We got Alexa in parking lots. It doesn't make a difference if it's legal or hot. Most people have jobs, but we grow not all day. We drink and smoke pot.
What's one thing?
Oh, I don't understand. Oh, living on welfare, we don't pay tax, and we really don't care. Living on welfare.
Sasha's girl is eating all day. She loves government cheese. Tell me, what does that bitch weigh?
Yes. The USA will never be poor. When we run out of ham, we call up Uncle Sam for
for him.
Please. For Johnson.
We made a green card in Photoshop. It does not make a difference if they blow your crap. So have to spend all the money we got. Oh, yes. We'll give it a shot. Oh, we're halfway there. Oh, spinning on the fifth. Expensive gun stands and grooming jet pants. Oh, leaning on welfare, leaning on welfare.
Oh! All of you.
This guy's not so bad.
It's not poor. Busted.
Oh, if we move over, we get stopped. But the fools pay off the cops. Oh, it's so unfair. Oh, leaning on welfare, support our lifestyle with grateful lives fair. Oh, leaning on welfare. Oh, it's so unfair.
Leaning on the welfare.
I'm going to pick up my welfare check. Be up there.
Hello all you pimps and pimpettes. It's time to put the sizzle in your nizzle with the Metal Injection live cast. Word up. What the fuck did I just say?
Hello? I'm Bruce Chuck's friend. Cough, cough. He has his mouth full right now, but he wanted me to tell you that you're listening to the Metal Injection live cast. Oh yes.
Oh. Oh, I guess that's who Bruce is.
It all comes out.
No, shut the fuck.
Christian does not like the quality of that particular bumper.
Okay. I didn't know Christian Bell was a homophobe.
Yeah, really?
No, but okay, we have a great, great new segment on the show right now that we're going to do. It's a segment we like to call Thrash It. Or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
No, no, say it sexily.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
And that's it. That's the segment.
All right, next segment.
That's that. No. The segment is this. That's not it.
Belch it or squelch it.
Belch it or squelch it.
I mean, basically, we get a ton of unsigned bands' demos and stuff like that.
By the way, I get 45 emails a day from people like asking me to listen to their shitty band. And I mean,
really? Like your regular, like your metal injection email.
My metal injection email gets forwarded to my regular email.
Right.
So it's like filled up every day. Do you get the same thing? Or do they just pick me out of all the emails on the site?
Rob probably has the demos emails forwarded to you.
You son of, Christian, yell at him, you motherfucker. Yeah. You hear this, what he's doing to me? No, now he doesn't.
Oh, good for you.
Thanks.
Shut the fuck up.
All right, I'm sorry.
What the fuck are you doing?
I asked you to do your own job.
For fuck's sake.
Yeah,
he's telling us to shut up. I think he just wants to
fucking
silence.
Understand.
Understand. What? You understand my mind is not in the scene if you're doing that.
Why are we...
Kick your fucking ass.
What? We're paying you to kick my fucking ass? I like to see
I
you try that. I
was off the fucking set, you... God. It's fucking distracting.
I'll strangle you with your own kilt.
Right, let's go again.
You sucked in the Hulk.
Stay off the fucking set, man.
Was he in the Hulk?
No, I was just kidding.
Oh, good!
American Psycho was ass.
You got any fucking idea about... What the fuck?
All right. Anyway, so we have tons of demos. If you want to send us your demo.
I think it was too long. You have to play the trash or blast it again.
Yes.
Oh, you're right.
Just a reminder.
People forgot.
Trash it or trash it.
Trash it or trash it.
Trash it or trash it.
No, say it sexily.
Trash it or trash it.
Trash it or trash it.
So I guess what we're going to do is play a local band who sent their CD to us.
This is the rules.
Okay. Since it's pretty much a known fact that the second track of any CD is the best track, right? That's where
I usually go by metal. It's probably a gay intro for track one. So track
two. Yeah, track two is always the strongest song. So we skip the gay intro.
Yeah, we skip the gay, that one. We go to the heavy song. And we basically give it 45 seconds.
Is that a good number, 45 seconds?
That's a lot.
That's the maximum. If it lasts 45 seconds, that means it's a winner. If we have to turn it off before then.
I think we should give it 45 seconds and see if it starts rocking or not, and then give it more if it does.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. It has 45 here's the thing.
Mark.
It has 45 seconds to impress us.
Okay.
And then if we like it, we'll keep playing.
Yeah.
If we don't like it,
trash it.
We trash it.
Yeah, if we like it. Thank you. We thrash.
Trash.
If we don't like it, we trash it.
And callers
trash it or trash it.
Trash it or trash it.
Trash it or trash it.
No, say it sexily.
Trash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
I just think it's the best thing I've ever.
Primo production right there.
Yeah, good job, Alan. That was great production work.
What?
What?
Don't even give him the credit.
Oh, God. No other credit card.
Who are you?
Oh, my God. I saw
pressing on the button.
Yeah, can't you give him credit for once just for doing something?
Yeah.
Come on now.
It's a woman.
No. What about me and all the work that I put into this goddamn show?
You stood there looking pretty while Alan edited everything. Come on. Admit it.
I love how they sent this personable letter.
Is anything spelled funny?
Did they crumble it up like that, or is that you?
That was me. Okay, first of all, they have their logo on top
of the
letterhead. I can't even pronounce it. Mick Slappy?
I believe it's some kind of Aztec god.
It's probably good.
But you say it's local band, and they're from Los Angeles, so how is that a local band?
I said an unsigned band.
Every band is local somewhere.
I'm looking at the crazy death metal font, but this. Okay. Mictlantecuhtli.
There we go. First, that should be a rule, though. We need to be able to pronounce your name. But we'll let this one slide. Mictlantecuhtli.
Although, that is a winner when it comes to optimizing search engines.
Yeah, this is what we were talking about a few weeks ago. Search engine optimization bans. Don't come up with a name that somebody can't Google and find instantly.
On the other hand, don't come up with a name that no one wants to fucking take 40 seconds to spell.
Can you imagine, like, dude, you should check out my band. Oh, yeah, what's it called?
Let's just call it McGillicuddy.
So let's try. McLantetsukutli. I can't.
The H is silent.
And leave off the last Kootli for savings.
Kootli.
Apparently, they're warriors of the Black Sun.
The Black Sun?
There's a lot of those running around.
All right.
Well, you are Black Fathers.
You gave up, gave birth to a Black Sun, didn't you?
No.
Yeah. How about that?
Who are these white people who keep having Black Suns? And what about that Pablo Francisco? He's a beater! All right.
Did you load it into your iTunes already?
It's loaded. We're going to go to track two, 45 seconds. The song is called Dreams of Triumph.
This is great.
Good so far.
Trash it.
Oh, my God. All right.
Skipping, or is that how it's supposed to be?
No, that's how it's supposed to be.
Oh, God.
I think another thing we should be allowed to do is fast forward.
No,
like,
no.
We
no,
get
no.
it.
You got to give it a chance or just don't play it.
All right. So far, really lame. All right.
I think the production is really bad.
Yeah, the
picture of one of the band members inside the booklet, and it looks like Hurley.
It looks like Hurley
from Lost.
No, it looks like a pan flute band. The pan flute.
Oh, wait, no, you know who else he looks like? Remember the fat kid?
Oh, my God, this band looks phenomenal. Oh,
he looks like the fat guy from Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So that was 45 seconds, and I say thumbs down.
Yes.
Okay,
say,
wait.
No,
I'm
trash
sorry.
It.
Wait, they are wearing like Native American tribal corpse paint. I don't understand that at all. Whatever.
Samoan.
CV the Booyah tribe gone metal.
So, sorry, you have been trashed.
By the way, we have a CD to give away for anyone that calls right now. It's called Makala.
Mi cumpleaños.
Well, what do we use for a doorstop then?
Mi cumpleaños.
Let's see what's next on our segment. Trash it. Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
No, say it sexually.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Alan, how do you do that robot thing with your voice? Wow, it sounded better when we did it live. What's the next band?
May I once again say, Alan, really good production work on that. It sounds awesome.
Let's hear it.
I hate you.
We have a few actually signed bands in there. We don't want that. This next band, who are very efficient, got some extra thick paper and basically folded it into
Grimlord.
A...
Grimlord.
They sent you an origami CD.
Grimlord. It looks like... paper too, their logo...
You think they did each one by hand?
It looks like they drew their logo like while they were bored in class.
It's right. Slow economy. What do you want?
Let me just describe what's on the cover. There's brass knuckles. There's like a shit print of a handprint made out of shit and like rolls of money. So this could be like a fecal fetish hip hop band.
Okay, the band is called Grimlord. Oh, fantastic. Their CD is super high concept, the actual CD.
It's a white album.
It's like the Beatles. Yeah.
It's a blank white disc. A CDR, I assume. Yes, a CDR.
The thing is, they took the time to put the sticker on.
A verbatim CDR. No, I think this is just how...
That's how they come.
Yeah, that's how they come.
They couldn't even write anything on
but
it.
But you know what? I mean, like, honestly, I really would not print anything on anything but a CDR at this point. Like, why waste your money on a...
Yeah,
on, like,
exactly.
Actual print.
Because look at how we're reacting to it.
Well, I mean, okay, you could try, like, at least put a label on it.
Or a smiley face.
Yeah, something. I mean, a blank CD. Or
with a Sharpie.
Yeah.
Well, before you do that, what are the odds this is going to get thrashed?
Thrashed?
About zero?
0.05, let's say.
Do we know where they're from?
They could be. Oh, they're actually, it doesn't look like they're from this country.
It looks to me like Poland.
Okay.
No, I'm not even kidding. I think.
Oh, they have a MySpace. Where's Breslau?
Don't promote him until we know where.
Wow.
Let's
see how. Promote him.
This was recorded at Studio Hell Sounds.
Is that Frank's band?
Lend to me your wings, and I shall fly into the sky. In anger, become the lightning bolt.
It has lyrics.
That's the quote. No, there's just a quote. All right, so...
I love the fact that they're from Poland, but they have American money on the table on the cover.
There's a
money.
Quote from Pablo Francisco.
Should be Euros.
You man. Allstate. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Act 2 is called Blood Runneth Over.
Isn't that Glacier?
Blood, as Blood Runs Cold.
Oh, sorry.
5-minute song. It gets 45 seconds.
Let's hear it.
What the hell is this? What is this, punk?
It sounds like a trailer.
I really can't wait to hear the lyrics.
Oh, my God.
Rock away, Pete.
Oh, my God.
Just 1 second. This band's name is Grimlord.
Does this sound like a Grimlord to you?
No.
No.
I love the black metal band 2-4 time. It sounds like POD.
Wait, let's hear the vocals.
Seconds.
Let's hear the vocals.
Do you really have to? Pause it and we'll get it. vocals will sound like? I think it's going to be like metal rapping. That's my guess.
It's going to be like, Screamo.
I'm going to say the metal rapping like P.O.D.
I'm going to say operatic.
Okay. Let's hear it.
The instrumental track.
Oh.
Okay, it's black metal.
This is not true black metal.
King Diamond with a cold.
This is King Cubic Zirconia.
Grimlord, you have been trashed.
Trash it or trash it.
Trash it or trash it.
No, say it sexily.
Trash it or trash it.
Trash it or trash it.
We should is there ever going to be anything we can thrash it?
I hope so.
Probably not, though.
It's got to be something good in that. You got a stack of like 9 trillion
the end record.
Well, no, they're on the end record, so obviously
they're all on the end record?
No, I'm saying the ones on, like, we have actual CDs here. Yeah, I don't want to play those. Martone Clean, already from the cover, I know this is can we do an immediate trash just from the cover?
No, you never know. You might be surprised. I mean, only one band member has a tribal tattoo.
Is that? Okay. Their press release, all Times New Roman. Just, that's it. No artwork, no logo. I see Nickelback.
Yeah, read the first sentence of the last paragraph.
If you... of Daniel Adair of Nickelback laying down the drum duties.
Drum duties.
Very appropriate. Canadian rock. Well, I think this is an immediate trash.
Let's listen anyway. Just
no. An immediate trash.
We've already played on this show Ja Rule, Saint Anger, and I don't think we need
Faith Hill.
Let's not torture our audience anymore. I like Faith Hill. Fuck you.
Oh, wow.
Avril Lavigne.
All right.
Has anyone here heard of some guy named Tom Morello?
No,
I'm just kidding.
Throw that one out.
Oh, this one band. Saint Anger.
Anger
metal band?
Oh, and there's stickers. Well, this band gets some points for marketing, that's for sure. Although we're not going to use any of these stickers or anything. Okay, so we egg her. No chick in the band.
A bunch of dudes that look like chicks.
A bunch of dudes. No.
Let me see.
And the first line, egg her, was basically a one-man project. The cellist guitarist Greg Korn.
Cellist?
Korn with a K. Kornaluk. The cellist did it. Oh, it's a double disc.
They have a fucking cellist?
Oh, a DVD is what? What is this, like a real band?
This is Anger, Use Your Illusion 1 and 2.
I guess they're like on a real foreign label. Oh, from France.
Yeah, they're from France because one of the members' first name is Yves Marie. Not even kidding.
Maybe the band is named after her, him.
Bang her.
Jim.
All right, let me get the CD soon.
Read the track listing.
Anger, Delusion, Twisted Brain, Emerge and Be, Unsaid, Numb, On the Ground of Sanity, Hidden Truths, no, you're going to like this one, Going Down,
wow,
and Borderline.
Was it the Madonna cover?
Yeah, imagine.
Borderline, feel like I'm going to lose my mind.
All right, so we're going to listen to Delusion, the second track, 350, so they might be in, they might be out.
Okay.
And here we go.
Cold.
Okay.
I like that first riff, not that big. I just want the help. Trashed.
Yep.
Once the vocals came in, it was gone.
This is just bad. Like, now one.
Well, what'd you expect? I mean,
one. I expected one. Oh, one.
Well, we've got like another 40 CDs to go through some maybe.
40 hours later.
We have a few. This is it. I don't even know the name of this one.
You don't even put the name of the band on that one.
Wow, this is very thick paper they use. Clearly, they don't care about the environment. But this band is called Regain the Buttons. Right here.
Trash it.
You know, I like it.
I like it.
Louder.
We are 56 minutes.
No, this is definitely a metalcore band because the logo is completely unreadable.
Can I read the letter they wrote to us?
Yeah.
Oh, you can tell by the name of the band.
So. Let's see if there's anything interesting.
It's like 5 pages. Jeez.
So fucking thick.
Can I have some echo? I want to picture the kid sitting in his room writing this. Metal Injection. Oh, man, I'm going to write this letter. They're going to love it. They're going to love this album. All I need is a voice in the media. What should I write to them? Metal Injection. My name is Etienne Vasquez, and I play guitar for NYC's Regain the Heart Condemned. This mailing is a brief biography on our debut album, Global Chemotherapy, released on Axis of Gore Records. They really like the environment. We have sent this to you in hopes that you will give it a genuine listen.
Oh, we'll give it a genuine listen.
And review the album honestly. We have
unfiltered honesty.
We have very high hopes and expectations for ourselves. And we hope that with this review we can gain access to a wider fan base while also exposing ourselves to honest and constructive criticism. Enjoy, Etienne and RTHC. I think I'm going to write them back a letter. Okay. Dear Etienne, thank you for your wonderful, sweet, heartfelt letter. You seem like a genuinely nice person. Unfortunately, your band is a steaming pile of shit. As a doorstop, a paperweight, or possibly to throw at somebody and cut their fucking head off. Sincerely, Metal Injection.
See, that's not nice. We didn't even hear
to
judge.
Well, I was guessing. All right, fine. Go.
Right, no,
give it an honest and thoughtful review.
Let's give it an honest. Oh, and the second track is the title track.
Oh, like Master of Puppets.
Oh, shit.
The Master of Puppets of the 2000s era.
Oh, shit. Honest review coming up, guys. Ready?
Oh, yeah.
No. Louder. Total deathcore.
Anyone like this?
I like it. It's just
not too bad.
Rob, I get what they're going for, but they don't pull it off. Oh, it's over. It's over. We only need 2 votes. So, do we trash it?
I want to listen a little bit more. I'm curious.
All right.
This is definitely the best thing, guys.
So the truth is, Regain the Heart Condemned. For some reason, that sounds like a Killswitch Engage album.
Now, are we forced to have a certain quota of thrash it?
No.
All right. So
we only have two more.
I would pick this as in, like, this is the least bad of them. Because, I mean, I have to thrash it. Here at
Supertracker,
I sincerely apologize for trashing your CD before hearing it. I thought it was a piece of shit based on the artwork. But after having listened to it, I can confirm it was the least shittiest of any of the bands we played. In fact, it was but a mere pebble of shit. Not a mountain of shit, as I originally thought. Sincerely, your friend in shitty music, Metal Injection.
But hey, if you guys out there are listening to this and you're like, wow, these guys are total fucknuts and they don't know what the hell they're talking about, the band is called Regain the Heart Condemned. Just when you if you can't remember, just think, what would Killswitch Engage name their album? And then that'll come to you, and they'll be like, oh, right, this band sounds nothing like Killswitch Engage.
I have to agree with Alan, though, because I'm just joking around. Like, it's just really not that bad.
Yeah, no,
but
we're
the name.
I mean, honestly, we're leaning towards wanting to.
I'm not.
Well, you don't really listen to this thing.
People who do, it's still sound any
listen
different.
To this.
Oh, breakdown.
Low part.
A bridge.
Like, no,
with the
just
upright.
Metal by the numbers. Original.
Well, I didn't say it was great.
But guys, seriously, one piece of advice, change the fucking name.
And the artwork is terrible. And change your name. Etienne is your name? Come on. What the fuck kind of name is that?
The artwork is just some like...
Don't take a shit during recording sessions.
Exactly what Pablo Francisco was talking about.
Who are these people? Who name their band stupid names?
Anyway, this next band, I don't even know the name of this band, but the packaging is pretty much the most clever of all for me.
Wait, you didn't play Thrash It or Trash It?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, we didn't make a decision.
Oh, wait. Well, no, we thrashed.
I gave it a very lukewarm thrash it.
Okay.
Very lukewarm thrash it. It's not
thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
No, it's sexually.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Oh, man, this next band is amazing looking.
By the way,
this next band is called Pegatar.
Can I just say that?
I think they're definitely going to thrash it.
We're now sitting in a fucking pile of litter from all the artwork and wrappers that they sent these fucking CDs in. It's like, I can't see over my eyes. They're buried up to my eyes in like wrappers of shitty artwork from bands.
Now, Pegatar, if nothing else, win the prize for best packaging for any unsigned band, because seriously, I'm not being sarcastic. It's like this paper.
It looks like a placemat from the Denny's in Hell.
Oh, I didn't even notice it. Look, it's them. There's one of them. I guess it's just one of them.
They look like extras from The Office.
Oh, here's the other guy. But yeah, the dudes, there's like a promo photo. They look...
Like, one of them looks like Jared before he lost weight.
They're crossing hands, though. Look, they're holding their hands together.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm very special. Thrash it or trash it.
Sid, anything interesting in the press release?
They used to be in bands such as Stay Gold Pony Boy and the legendary cock rockers at Boy Jazz.
Pony Boy.
Yeah.
I'm very excited to hear.
I am pumped. What kind of music do they say they play?
Boy Jazz.
Homoerotic.
Pegatar is a power duo that plays heavy rock influenced by metal, doom, and punk. Add to this a theoretical foundation that draws from the world's greatest esoteric traditions, and suddenly a new vision of the universe emerges, which Pegatar simply calls music with a end, like music sick.
It's metal.
Music.
This is gonna be
no,
the next rush.
I think this might be good. No, it can't be the next rush.
I like
songs,
the name of
all the songs are like 3 minutes.
The Weeping Quiver. That can be so many things. That's awesome.
No,
track 9, Divine Young Horse.
The Weeping Quiver is the 3 seconds after you finish Masterpiece.
Yeah, basically.
What's the second track, Sid?
Lesser Bow of the Herdsman.
Let's check
I
that
think
one out.
I played
out.
That video game.
Oh, yeah? How was it?
It sucked.
Okay, adjust your level.
So far, it kind of sounds like... Oh! Sound quality could be better.
Let's ignore that for
now. Yeah. We'll look past it.
That can be fixed. You can't create talent.
Almost sounds like St. Anger. Good part. But this part I like. Come on, guys. You need to impress me.
Something out of monster. Ooh. I like it.
Yeah, I'm into it. My head is bobbing.
That post-tone.
Dip into it. It might be an instrumental, man.
Alan, that's a virtual slow guitar.
It wouldn't be bad if it came out like...
I mean, so for what it is, it's just two dudes jamming. Well, they're just two dudes with a job that has a good sister. That's all it is, clearly.
I think this is good.
Yeah.
Is there any vocals for this?
I guess not. Well, guys, what do you say? I obviously, this is a
thrash.
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 Thrash. Thrash. Thrash.
The two people who actually play these instruments say trash.
The three people that don't say thrash, so.
No, three people that don't say thrash.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
You give the name out since we got.
Yeah, since, I guess
it should be
thrash it, trash it, or meh.
That should be it. Well, no, it should be trash it or meh. It's not like the things we've had.
Yeah. That's so this Pegatar.
How do you spell that?
Peg-a-tar.
That doesn't help.
I thought it was going to be like one of those bands, like that's in Mammal Sloth.
Oh, Crotchfest.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like in the vein of Crotchfest.
Wow, we should play some fucking Crotchfest.
Yeah, don't... Yeah, that's going to be the first song, but... this is the last band we're doing this week.
Oh, we have a caller.
Oh, cool. We have a caller. Caller, you can help us. Hello. Who's this?
Hey, what's up? This is Pete from New Hampshire.
How you doing, man?
You know the whole deal.
He already knows the drill.
Yeah.
So we're going to play. Can you hang on and listen to this last song, and then we'll like.
Have you been listening to our segment?
Oh yeah, I've seen it. Anger was awesome.
Trash it or trash
Anger.
It.
Her.
Trash it or trash it.
No. Say it sexually.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
You like how Noah says things sexily?
She's all right.
So buddy.
No.
I'm sorry. I forgot your name because I'm stoned. What's
Pete.
Your name again?
Pete.
Pete.
He said he liked Ang Her.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, you really liked Ang Her?
No.
Did you like any of those bands that we played?
No, not really. Well, actually, that deathcore band was all right there.
This is like 1/50th of the CDs that he has in his closet that people send to Rob to review.
This was just all I could fit in my bag because I had to bring them here.
So this will be the last one we're playing.
Yeah.
Once he gets the shit open.
One of them is the soundtrack to Dude Bending Over.
Bow, bow, bow. Okay, it's the debut EP from Cypher 16.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Is that like Sum 41?
Two of these dudes look like they're 12. The other two look like they're 14.
Is it Hanson?
Oh, my God. They are a young symphonic / dance metal band from London.
God. Oh, my God. Yeah, from England.
Pete, are you excited for this?
Oh, I can't wait.
It's loading up.
My lovely.
The Man of the Black Abyss is their album.
What? Oh, look, the first track is called What is Love?
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Right, let's
check out is Don't Turn Around.
The ultimate
favorite.
The far, not so bad, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, now it's getting a little worse.
It sounds like this should be the theme for Deep Space Nine or something. Young people on a spaceship.
Yeah, this is like intro music to like a teen drop.
The grassy junior high.
Starring Shannon Doherty. As the old cut from an old team.
Stockholm 90210.
It does, it's for the deficit.
Oh, is this also not gonna work? Come on, guys. Less instrumental.
They all seem to break. Some instrumental seconds.
Pete, what do you think so far?
It's not very good.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Are you trashing it?
I'm gonna definitely trash that one.
I think it's worse now.
He listened to my advice. He is making it sexy.
It sounds like Squeeze.
Sounds like Incubus.
I would love.
Trash it.
I don't think it's that bad.
I'll touch me.
The woman likes the sexy stuff.
I think we have a lot of things in common.
Yeah, he wears tampons too.
I think I saw these guys opening up for Taking Back Sunday.
Oh, wait, I have a question. Why were you at a Taking Back Sunday show?
Oh,
this is the Warped Tour.
Good answer. Good comeback.
Why weren't you at the concession stand when they were on? Poser.
I actually like Taking Back Sunday, but that's...
You're a poser.
See, that just shows we have range here. We have people with good taste and Sid.
Oh, how dare you.
Sid has very eclectic taste.
Yes, that's exactly.
Or Dragon. Oh, Pete, are you in a band?
No.
What the fuck are you doing, man? Get in a band.
Yeah.
What is there to do in New Hampshire?
Nothing much. I mean, there's not a lot of metal in New Hampshire. I mean, we got, you know, Godsmack cover bands. That's about it.
Oh, no. My God.
Believe me, we have those here, too.
Do bands come through? Yeah, bands come through New Hampshire, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, Sully from Godsmack, he used to live down the street from my house.
Oh, really?
Oh, so that's why?
Yep.
Everyone worships Godsmack there because he lived there.
How ironic is it that they started out as an Alice in Chains cover band and now they're a Godsmack cover band? It's like a cover band of a cover band.
That's what happened. We were talking about that last week with Blink 182, and then they spawned all these imitators that are now big.
Yeah.
Do you like other than Godsmack, Pete?
What do I like? Mostly older stuff, you know. Venom Slayer, that type of stuff.
Venom Slayer.
Smith Black Mambazo.
How old are you?
I'm 25.
Ah, nice. As am I.
Me too.
Me too. 25-year-old car right there.
Plus 10.
So, Pete, have you been watching Metal Injection?
No, nobody cares about your shitty website, Rob.
Yeah, I definitely watch it. Good show.
See? He watches.
Pete, you're supposed to go along with my job.
Is this the first live cast you're listening to?
Yeah, this is the first one I've heard.
What do you think so far? Would you thrash it or trash it?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Just say it, you'll trash it.
No, you trash it or would you thrash it?
He's going to call the other website and like, trash it on this.
You mean am I trashing or thrashing the segment or the band?
No, the show in general.
Oh,
the
show.
Yeah,
yeah. I'll thrash it.
Oh, thanks.
Stop seeking approval already, Rob. God.
We
got to see Rob sweating.
We can go on with the show now.
Oh, Rob always sweats. Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
No, say it sexily.
You're
an idiot.
Thrash it or trash it.
Are you impressed with our editing skills, Pete?
With
Alan?
You're welcome.
Yeah.
No.
Shut up. Lord.
All right, I think we should go to a music break. Pete, it's up to you to decide what the Metal Injection livecast pair of listeners will be hearing. So, what do you want them two people to hear?
How about that Anger song?
Jeez.
No.
Aww. No.
This is the guy from Anger.
Are you calling from France?
Anger.
I think he's actually asking for Angra, which is a power metal band. So can we play that?
Yeah, unto me.
How about Crotchduster? Have you heard of Crotchduster?
No, I haven't.
Play Starfish Land. That's the best song.
Dude, your mind is about to be blown by Crotchduster. All right, this band. Do you know Jason Sukoff? Do you know who that is? He produces like Trivium Records and All That Remains. But don't hold that against him.
He was in a band, right? Was he in a band with Matt from Trivium?
Yeah.
Called Capharnaum or something.
Capharnaum, yeah.
And it's a really, really good band.
Go ahead. This is like his joke band.
It's not a joke band. It's a comedy band.
Comedy band. That's what I meant.
A lot of their instruments. Better than the bands that they're making fun of.
Yeah. So check this out. Thank you for calling in, Pete.
No problem.
You cool.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. And here is Crotch Duster with "Let Me Into Starfish Land" on the metal injection I've placed.
Fucking brought over here the other night.
That blonde chick with the big tits?
Yeah, she wants fucking makeup.
Oh, dude, she was hot as shit, yeah. I'm fucking sorry.
She's alright, but she's high fucking matrix.
Yeah, she sounds like it. Is that that bitch that came in here and sang that one day? You know, she was over there. Yeah, she was pretty good, dude.
Dude, she will sing on the fucking next. She will not sing anything or do anything with the fucking pussy or anything.
Really? Even if we paid her?
Even if we gave her like $500, she likes Jesus and shit like that.
Oh, man.
Dude, she's only fucking kissed. She's 23 years old. She's only kissed a fucking guy.
That's because she's never had her asshole kissed before.
Listening to the show that told you your mother was dying of cancer. What? We didn't tell you that yet. Oops. It's the Metal Injection Live cast.
I never heard that one.
Yeah, I'm just warm, but you know me.
You know what rhymes with Sid? AIDS? Well, no, it doesn't. But if you knew him like I do, you'd understand. On the Metal Injection live cast.
Yeah, I'm just warm, but.
Whoa, Sid.
We'll keep that private.
Landy just huge announcement.
Me and him have history together. That's all I'll say.
What did he say? I didn't hear him.
Sid has AIDS.
No, that's not what he said.
Can you have him say it again?
Can I have him say it again?
But just without that other thing that was playing.
Yeah.
I could try.
AIDS? Well, no, it doesn't. You know what rhymes with Sid? AIDS? Well, no, it doesn't. But if you knew him like I do, you'd understand.
Hello? I'm Bruce Chucks.
We heard from you.
Yeah.
Can I hear all the new bumpers we have? Cause
we might as well play them now, all together at once.
Give me one. That
hello, all of you teenage virgins. It's time to leave your emo bullshit at home with mommy. Strap on your Viking helmets for the Metal Injection live cast.
I didn't hear that. I heard that one before.
Hey,
Christian Bale. What do you think of Land Announcer Guy?
Shut the fuck up!
That's his comment for everybody.
No, seriously, what'd you think?
Oh, good!
Oh, you thought he was good? You thought he was good?
No!
What?
No!
Oh.
I'm starting to think he doesn't even listen to what you say. He just likes to yell at people.
Kick your fucking ass!
See?
I'm fucking serious.
Got fucking anger management issues. This fucking...
Let's not take a fucking minute. Let's go again!
No, fuck you!
I'm trying to fucking do a thing here, and I'm going, what the fuck?
I don't give a fuck! Live!
What don't you get
we'll
about it?
We'll do it live!
All right.
Fuck it, we'll do it live!
Can't you guys just have on?
No!
Well, you know, speaking of people going nuts and blowing up, Ms. Divitelli, my landlady, if you want to call her a lady.
A cunt.
Guys, it doesn't matter. She's like, seriously, other than, you know, smelling like a chimney, she is just one of the most horrible individuals ever. And I never liked paying my rent. I was actually a little behind on my rent. And, you know.
Because you don't like to go over
there. Yeah, I don't like to see her. Plus, you know, it was the holidays a few months ago, and I decided, hey, maybe presents are better than, you know, paying my rent, which is kind of a bad choice, but whatever. So I knew that she was going to blow up at me because she always blows up, even when I pay my rent on time. So I figured I'd hide one of our super high-tech microphones in my jacket. I think I got some gold here. Let me cue this up. This is me paying my rent check to my landlady, Mrs. Divitelli. Hey, Mr. Divitelli, I'm sorry it's a little late.
What are you doing coming here at 2:30 in the fucking morning? For fuck's sake!
Mr. Vitellier, it's actually 2:30 p.m.
Oh, good! Oh, he can tell time, too! This fachata schmuck! For fuck's sake, man! What are you doing here? Give me a fucking answer!
I have my rent check. I just want to
Your rent check!
Yeah.
You know how late your fucking rent check is? You come up here, it's your fucking rent check! waving your fucking rent check in my face. Where's the other four rent checks, huh?
No, this should. I'm
fucking serious.
Well, Miss.
Every month Mr. with you.
Mr. Italia, I'm really sorry. I just brought you this cheesecake and.
Get that out of my face!
Oh, come on, you didn't need to knock it out of my hand.
Well, I hope it was fucking good because it's useless now, isn't it?
Well, I mean, you could have tried it.
You know, I got bursitis, and I had to get out of bed and come and answer the door and hear your shit, your same shit that you give me. This is what happens when you rent to jerk-offs like you!
Okay, Mr. Look, I paid my rent. I have a bowling league I need to attend, and I'll be there.
For fuck's sake, man, you're an amateur at bowling! You're never going to amount to anything! I'm fucking serious!
Oh, Mr. Vitelli, I think your stove is on.
Don't worry about my fucking stove. Don't worry about my fucking stove. Do I come to your house and mess around with your TV? Do I do?
Vitelli, you actually did do that last
time. Yep, that's because my rabbit ears were broken. I wanted to see Oprah, for God's sakes.
Look, Mr. Diaz.
I'm fucking serious.
I paid you the rent. Like, what else do you want from me? But yeah, I just, you know, because...
Look,
I
why
don't,
fucking
no,
walk
no,
around
but,
and... Look,
I just,
no,
can I just say something?
Shut the fuck up, Bruce.
What? Who's Bruce?
Look, never mind. Look, this is the last straw, okay? You and I are done professionally. That's it. You will never rent in this town again. That's what I get for working with radio fucking actors. The same shit every fucking time.
Miss D, I just signed the lease.
What is your goddamn metal injection going to make some fucking money already? Fuck's sake, man! A little professionalism.
I don't.
We're recording a skit here. Like this in the background over there on the sofas.
Look, Missy, I'm gonna get out of here. You know, I paid my rent. We're clear. We're in
good.
The clear.
Get the fuck out. Gay cock it off and yum. On you. I ain't no Christian Bale, motherfucker. This is all Judaic right here.
But Missy, I don't.
All right, that's it. I'm going back to my Oprah now. I have to figure out how to put together this schmagegi converter box before February 19th.
I think it's the 14th.
Whatever, get out of here, 14th Valentine's Day. That's when they're going to switch. That's when they're going to switch my digital converter box on Valentine's Day when I'm all alone. Get lost. Goodbye. Shalom.
Oh,
wow.
She is a character.
Dude, why does she hate you so much?
I don't understand it, but that micro recorder came so in handy.
Yeah, it almost sounded like it had the levels evened out. When you.
I know. It's like it sounded like we were both mics almost.
Yeah, you would think if you had a micro recorder, one of you would be louder.
I'm benching your head with a micro recorder.
Good work, Ellis.
I try.
It must have taken you a long time to do that, Alan.
Yeah.
It must have been really hard.
What have you been doing all this time, Noah? Pull your weight. Come on.
Yeah.
It's only 75 pounds. It shouldn't be too tough to pull.
Well, maybe if I could eat while you guys are eating instead of edit this fucking shit, then yeah maybe I'll gain some weight.
Oh, good.
All the credit.
You know what we need a Mrs. Dimitelli soundboard with all her Christian Baleism.
So she can yell at Noah.
For
Noah's
fuck's
slacking
sake,
up.
Noah!
She wouldn't yell at me. We have a Jew bond.
Okay.
Is that like gold bond?
I have itches and I use Jew bond!
Yes, it's the kosher gold.
Jew bond! Get the ach out! I have achzema! Achzema! Sir Oyasis!
So,
where's that Barack Obama thing?
Yeah, that was wow, broski. You just read my mind, ski.
Woohoo!
Anyway,
right in my head.
Barack Obama. Dan, you want to set this up?
Well, I guess he wrote this book about 4 or 5 years ago, in which he recounts the tales of his childhood. And
by the way, for anyone out there who doesn't know, Barack Obama is our president. He's the 44th
right.
president of the United States of America.
And he's
half
black.
The first African-American president.
Right. So he grew up, and he obviously had some hardships growing up, and he had a bunch of rough friends that he hung out with. So in the book, he recounts some of this stuff, and there's a lot of rough language and talking about what his, how his friends would always curse in front of him and talk about crackers and niggas and all that stuff. And someone figured out that he read his own version of his audiobook.
Yeah, there's an yeah.
Reading all this stuff. So there's a bunch of great sound clips of Barack Obama going, nigga, and fuck you, and motherfucker.
Way too complicated.
Which we have here.
Shit's getting way too complicated for me. There are white folks, and then there are ignorant motherfuckers like you.
Let's hear that one again.
That's what he said to John McCain.
There are white folks, and then there are ignorant motherfuckers like you.
Motherfuckers.
I personally believe that you are an ignorant fucking cracker.
Now, let's see what he thinks of Christian Bale.
Now, you know that guy ain't shit. Sorry ass motherfucker got nothing on me, right? Nothing.
I mean, Batman's cool, but the being president of the United States...
Shut the fuck up, Bruce!
No, Barack.
Whatever.
What the fuck are you doing?
Are you white, black mother...
Shut up.
Why don't you two motherfuckers shut the fuck up? I'm trying to sleep.
Oh, no.
Sorry, man.
The last one's the best one, though.
Wait, no. That.
Sure, you can have my number, baby.
Oh, yeah. No, this is definitely the best one. The best for last.
Who ain't my bitch, nigga? I own damn fries. Who ain't my bitch, nigga? I own damn fries.
He's talking about his friend who used to, who's also half black and was, like, having a hard time coming to grips with his identity and blah, blah, blah. So he used to act out and be against white people and call people bitch niggas. So he's quoting that guy, you know. But you don't know that.
You ain't my bitch nigga. Buy your own damn fries.
You ain't my bitch nigga. Strip nigga.
There are white folks, and then there are ignorant motherfuckers like you.
That's what he should have said in the debate. That should be the debate against McCain.
Someone needs to do a debate.
And my friends, I think we should lower taxes.
Now, you know that guy ain't shit. Sorry ass motherfucker got nothing on me. Right?
Okay.
Nothing.
Hey, you got to vote for this bitch ass. Give me some fries, McCain. Bitch ass nigga, bitch cracker.
But what about all the good things Barack Obama has done?
What?
Well, I read today that he's, well, I don't know if it was today, a few days ago, actually, on the topic of marijuana, Michael Phelps, you don't have to worry because Obama, as Dennis Miller would say, Dennis Miller, yeah, he is going, telling the federales in the DEA to cut it out with the federal raids in California, the pot farms and stuff.
That's because he inhaled.
It's the first step to deregulation.
You don't have to stop talking when I pass you a note.
Well,
do you like me? Check what, yes or no.
You know, it's very hard to.
Obama.
Yes, exactly. If that was his song, that would have been way more awesome.
Yeah, I know. But well, hey, look, you know.
Obama.
It's Obama. The Motorhead does this song called "Bomber." That sounds like he's saying Obama. So I'm just trying to find that shit. It's Obama. Find it.
Yeah, you know, you could have just said, hey, Rob, why don't you find that one song? This one.
It's Obama. This time we'll cue it up. Yeah,
it's okay.
I thrashed it.
This is totally thrash. This is no denying. Immediate thrash.
Is this the instrumental version?
The karaoke version. Go ahead,
wait,
Dan.
You put Return the Heart Condemned on nice.
Oh, here we go.
It's Obama.
Should have definitely been his speech. You know what? If he
probably doesn't know about Motorhead.
If he ever did a speech at Hot Topic, this
would have been.
And
Obama.
if there's any indication that Lemmy's on my campaign trail. No, you lowered it during the good fight.
I know that guy. Yeah. Oh, yeah, this motherfucker got nothing on me. Nothing. You're my bitch, nigga. Buy your own damn price.
It's a llama.
And then there's ignorant motherfuckers like you. You're my bitch, nigga. Buy your own damn price. You're my bitch, nigga. Buy your own damn price. Oh, my bitch, nigga.
All right, play the other one.
Who's looking at my number, babe? You know that guy ain't shit. Sorry, I've not much got nothing on me, right? Nothing. They're white folks, and then they're ignorant motherfuckers. Oh, my bitch, nigga. My own damn fuck. Oh, my bitch, nigga. Buy your own damn price. Hey, my bitch,
nigga. Buy your own damn price. Everyone go out and buy Obama's book on audio and you can hear him.
And smoke some weed and then put on Motorhead's Bomber and it'll totally sync up, man.
No, you put on Obama's book and Dark Side of the Moon. Oh, I'm high from your contact.
What? This is a straight edge show right here.
This side of the table is.
What? What?
That side of the table is the sober side.
Which side?
Them.
Oh, Alan too. Alan's straight edge now.
That's what I'm saying. I'm pointing at them. 1, 2, 3.
The guy with the two bottles of beer in front of him is totally straight edge.
Rob can't do geometry.
Fuck
with
that.
It's Obama.
Crash it.
Yeah, remember that joke from half an hour ago? Good work, Rob.
Someone not stoned should do the sound effects.
Alan?
Well, it's my laptop, bitches.
All right, let me use your laptop.
I just thought you don't like using laptops, buddy.
Give me a mouse and I'll use it.
Oh, look at all these demands by Diva Darren Delgado.
That's right.
3D.
I demand that the sound effects not come up 6 minutes later after the joke's over.
Yeah, like you could do it. This is a fight on the air.
So?
I don't have to fucking take this!
Where's Christian Bale to put you in your place?
Yeah.
Just
wait.
Where is he?
Minutes.
What?
Wait 6 minutes.
Okay, 6 minutes later.
Pink Floyd. Loud.
Oh, good. Too low.
Shut the fuck up, Bruce.
There's a volume knob on
good.
The soundboard, Rob.
Why don't you, the volume knob is at max.
Oh, good. That means we all can't hear it.
You don't fucking understand.
Bitch, nigga. It's your own damn fast.
What? Another thing I wanted to play. You know, we always talk about Arnold.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we always talk about our favorite Arnold movie. Total Recall.
That one had chunks.
There's two Arnold tribute bands. There's the dude from Athelay Dying's Austrian Death Machine. The much superior Arnold tribute band is a band from California called Arno Corpse.
What? And
Arno Corpse.
I think it's Core.
No, it's Arno Corpse.
There's no E at the end. It's Core.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's Core.
Is an ESL student, so he can't pick up on all that stuff right away.
It's making fun of, like, you know, grindcore or whatever, but they're spelling it Core with a PS because he's like an army guy.
Hold on. Sid, why did you have to out my ESPness?
ESL.
I don't think anyone needs to out that.
Oops.
Yes,
sorry.
For extra small,
and
I guess.
My name is not Quirk!
The song is called Total Recall.
Oh, you think?
Let's start over.
My name is not Quirk!
I say trash it.
No, that was trash that it. Was. Hold on.
Other than samples.
Yeah.
No.
Trash on. It.
Rob, convert it to mono, then play it.
You need to know what the lyrics are. That makes it funnier.
Hold on. Give me 1 second. Let me import it into the iTunes. This is playing in the browser.
Oh God.
This is the industry.
Perfect time to
right
do it.
Here.
Quality control guy. What do you think of this?
Christian. What the fuck are you doing?
Rob.
The second time that he doesn't give a fuck.
I do
give a fuck. Christian, you're wrong. It's, you have to yell
it's
at yourself.
Way more than 2 times.
It's much exactly the same.
Yeah.
That's quoting a movie for me.
Wait, we have a caller.
Hello?
Hello, caller.
Hello?
Yeah, how's it going? Who is this?
Good, how are you? This is Sean.
Sean, where are you calling from?
We're calling from the good old California, yay.
Yeah.
Sean, I'm gonna assume something here. You're stoned.
Dude!
He's fucking wasted. Okay, so what did you sniff glue or something? Like, what the fuck?
What are you stoned on? What are you stoned on?
Weed.
What kind? Don't they have fancy ones in California?
They had orange diesel.
Orange diesel? Oh, are there other people there? Or do you talk to yourself?
It's a party.
There's three people there.
You know, these are popping up all over the country. It's Metal Injection Live Cast listening parties.
Hey, shut the fuck up. God damn.
Sorry,
my friend.
Guys, you're on the phone. You're talking to Metal Injection. It's cool. Take a deep breath. It'll all be over soon.
I think they're listening on the delay.
Hey, shut the fuck up. Nigga, nigga, nigga.
Take control of that shit.
Yeah.
The fuck are you doing?
Is anyone named Bruce there?
Shut the fuck up, Bruce. Oh, good for you.
Good. You're wasted. Good for you.
What the fuck?
All right. So, Sean.
Sean's out of there.
He's gone.
Fuck you, Sean. Trash him.
He has smoked himself to oblivion.
Yeah.
Trash it or thrash it.
Enjoy your little
Christopher Bell, can you give us your Sean impression?
Oh, da-da-da-da, like this in the background.
Oh, fucking Christian Bell.
I mean, honestly, if there was like an MVP award for Christian Bell.
Yeah.
Bar none. What do you think about that?
I think I'll give it to Regain the Heart contempt for that letter they wrote to us.
What is he doing there?
Dear Metal Injection.
All right, we're coming to the final quarter hour of the Metal Injection.
We're past the final quarter hour. 13 minutes left.
Oh, what I said, we're coming upon?
Yeah.
I guess we're knee-deep.
We're in it. Yeah. We're coming to the final decile.
Knuckle-deep.
The final sixth of an hour.
Oh, God damn it, with your math.
Well, you're the one that brought up a quarter hour.
My ESP doesn't allow me to do any math problems on the air.
I thought Russians were good at math.
Oh, we have them back.
No, only when we're getting change.
And counting five miles.
Shit, wait. I'm little Johnny.
Hey, I don't know what I want to sing yet.
Come on, just sing it. Go ahead.
Hold on.
Who this?
Hold on. All right, hold on.
He loves you and he loves the pianist, by the way.
No. All right, ready?
You understand?
TNT! I'm dynamite! TNT! And I win the fight! TNT! I'm a power load!
Oh, good!
You guys are retarded.
I'm dirty, mean, mighty, and clean. I'm a wanted man. Oh,
we gotta ditch the Sean show.
Come on, what the
I figured out what.
Or...
That's a little better.
Come on, Larry. What the hell?
Okay.
It's low.
That's your production.
No, I heard it normally before.
Your music.
Yeah,
let's play it another three times and expect the same results. That's worthwhile.
Yeah, great.
Maybe this time we'll hear something. Oh, guess not play
or maybe,
it.
Or maybe we could have asked Sean to sing it.
The fuck are you doing? What are you doing?
I just got an alert on my phone.
Checking Twitter.
Can it wait another?
You should be doing your fucking podcast.
Can it wait another 9 minutes, you fucking shithead?
Guys.
It's all enough.
Yeah.
Guys.
Don't shut me up.
What? Christian, no one's talking to him.
Hey. Yeah, no one's talking to him because it took
well,
him 6 minutes to respond to that
in.
Joke.
No, don't just be sorry.
Quit playing with that, Rob.
Yeah, it's really...
that was
shut
Rob's mom.
Up,
it's really
shut
keeled over
up,
and died.
Shut the fuck up, Bruce. Shut the fuck up, Bruce. Shut the fuck up, Bruce.
It's really not
shut
funny
up.
Anymore.
Okay, I could do that. And then you don't get...
No!
Yeah!
No!
Yeah.
My pewter! My pewter is off.
Suspended, bro.
All right, all right. I think we should close out the show by reading from the 50 Cent novel.
Oh.
Yep. Well, then.
It's the key to that music.
So, 6 minutes from now, when
let's
Masterpiece
explain.
Theater plays...
Let's explain what it is. What Masterpiece the Theater
Bastard
is.
Bastardpiece Theater.
Bastardpiece.
It's the segment we have where we read from a G-Unit book known as The Ski Mask Way. Captain K. Elliott. I will assume that the K stands for contrag. Right?
Kilogram.
Kilogram, yes. And today I will be reading from page 132. Stefan, am I allowed to start? Or are you going to put your hand in my fucking face again? And looked in her eyes and saw that she really was afraid. Hey, don't you... Oh, he's Italian also.
Hey, how you doing?
She sat on the bed and turned... Tukey Williams. That's sad, Elise said. What's sad about it? I mean, it's life, Seven said. I mean, they're going to kill the man that he... And he's turned his life around and made a difference. You know, you're really naive. It doesn't matter what you... you know what? I've completely fucked this up now because I've gotten it backwards. So I'm going to take it from
now,
here.
Obama
now
let's get it.
I need Christian Bale to get me back into shape here.
What the fuck?
All right, here we go.
Shut the fuck up.
I mean, they're going to kill that man and he's turned his life around and made a difference. You know, you're really naive. It doesn't really matter what you do once they put a label on you, like drug dealer, gangster, player. And that's it. It doesn't matter how many books you write, how many records you sell, you're still considered scum. But he's going to die. I know. Our heroes die. They all die. Martin, Malcolm, Tupac, now Tukey. It's just not sad. It's reality. Some must die in order for others to live. She looked at him and finally said, Seven, you're really smart. I've been told that before. It would have been better if I didn't completely fuck it.
Same sentence for Martin Lawrence, Malcolm X.
Martin Lawrence?
And, oh, I mean, Martin. No, I'm kidding.
Dude, less pot before the show.
Yeah.
That
was
really.
A fucking joke.
You don't have to stop the pot.
That was a fucking joke.
Don't smoke
I'm
a whole
50
serious.
Bag.
Yeah.
For fuck's sake.
You don't make fun of Martin Luther King.
Right, let's go again.
He wants to go again.
It's not going
to
happen.
All right, so what else is going on? Our CDs are just getting in the way of our
equipment. We've got stickers. Does anybody want some stickers?
Anybody want some anger hers?
We're still swimming.
Well,
that guy on the
sure.
phone wants
yeah, the guy on the phone, right?
We should have gotten his address.
Peter, if you're a metal injection junkie, send me a private message to the address. We'll send you all these anger stickers. We're not even kidding.
All 500 of them.
Really
you'll find them in your mailbox.
In fact, we have to send them to you to survive because we're drowning in them right now.
Do you want us to die?
Don't answer that.
Christian.
So I think before we go to the end of the show, we should play the Living on Welfare again.
Okay. I don't think so.
What do you think that's a good idea, Christian?
Shut the fuck up.
Don't you have anything else to say?
I'm fucking serious.
Oh. Well then. Maybe I should shut the fuck up. Okay, I guess that's not funny anymore. I'm closing the Christian Bale.
It wasn't funny the first 15 times.
Shut the fuck up, Bruce. Shut the fuck up, Bruce. Shut the fuck up, Bruce.
All right.
You suck Bruce,
turn it off.
It's off. I closed it.
No, you didn't.
I really did. No, seriously.
Sid, did you really close
it? Yeah, it looks like he did.
Oh, how about this?
Should we say goodbye now?
Yeah, it was a 7-minute song. We should,
Hey, we've only got 4 minutes left.
This is Chuck Blandington's newest single.
And, this is Sweet
Start Blue. Soon, right?
Yeah.
Thank you, Alan, for joining us.
And doing wonderful production work.
Yeah.
Great editing.
You're welcome.
Home run today. Home run.
Noah, thanks for nothing.
You haven't done anything at all. No contribution. No.
Rob, thanks for abusing the Christian Bale soundboard.
Shut the fuck up!
And Sid, you did a great job reading the ski mask word.
What a good
time. And Darren, you did a great job sitting there.
Thank you. I tried.
Come on, guys. That was a falsehood.
Thanks to Sid's great production work.
No,
that
was
a mixed
your
well.
Thing, wasn't it, Noah?
No.
It sounded fine.
I didn't touch
computer.
That one.
I don't understand. It's weird.
No, it wasn't.
It's
me.
Because it's we're
Bob
recording.
Hasn't been playing anything that I've edited. So.
We're recording in mono, and that's like all through one channel, so all the vocals are on the one channel.
Oh, you're probably right. All the vocals are on the right channel. Yeah. What?
Yeah. No, it's really nothing. This time it's not as remember
when sideburns were cool. Neither do I, but Rob does.
So
injection live cast.
This is my favorite of all the new Chuck Blandington.
Hey queers, are you ready to shit blood out of your ears? Because it's the Metal Injection live cast. Right.
Is that
now.
From a song?
Is
no.
I don't know. Just sounds like a Murphy's Law song or something.
Mamas, lock up your big booty bitches, because Darren will put a baby in every last one of them. But first,
one of them?
Already
live.
Done.
You're listening to the show that got your older sister pregnant. The Metal Injection Live.
Do the anal sex one. I like that one the most.
You're listening to the only podcast that realistically simulates the sensation of anal sex. The Metal Injection Live cast.
Giving a
That's a case-by-case basis.
Chuck, what are you doing, Chuck, what are you doing?
Hello and welcome to the Chuck Blandington podcast. That's right. I've got the Metal Injection guys locked up in my basement, and they won't be bothering us anymore. It's my time now.
Very ominous.
Let's end with a song.
Will we hear vocals on this song?
Let's end with an instrumental song.
Do you have any Madball?
No.
We don't need vocals.
No.
Napalm Death, then we can play 12 songs.
My guitar.
How about I let...
Oh.
Scorpions.
I let iTunes decide.
Reclaim the contempt of the heart. Reclaim the heart contempt. Restrain the fart condemned.
This is a 6-minute song. We have 2 minutes left.
Tune in next week for the rest of this.
Play it set up.
So you get this part, right?
It's a two-parter.
Let's go to the next part of the song.
It's a two-parter like the Brady Bunch in Hope
and then
Hawaii.
This happens.
And that happens.
And then this happens.
And then this. There's this little gallop here. Beep, 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 beep.
Yeah,
and then this happens.
Where's Blog Talk Radio?
Blog Talk Radio.
What does she doesn't say 30 seconds? Here.
And that was Psychroptic. Nice. He's 6 minutes.
Goodbye.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black. Why you never see bright colors on my back. And why does my appearance seem to have a soul?
In 5 seconds, 4, 3, 2, 1. Love Talk Radio. Love.
This is your announcer, Chuck Landing. Balls, and be prepared to have your brain blown out of your cranium with 2 hours of hot molten.
Oh, shit!
Yeah! We've got all wires plugged in, and we're ready to go!
Woo!
Woo!
Really?
Oh, hey, we get it. We get it. We're on Blog Talk Radio, lady.
Yeah, we're on directly in the prime time slot.
I see what's going on here.
Right after the fat kid that picks and eats his own boogers.
I thought we were keeping...
Warcraft. I think Neil Alpert has. Hey,
been sitting on his lap. There's not even discussion. It's a sound of awkwardness.
Nobody knows Neil Alpert.
I know it's an inside joke. I'm a.
That if you like pretty mouse over there.
What? What do you mean? That they can call in from international places.
Are you sure I should be pressing stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Never mind. Never mind.
Yeah, let's not fuck around with the sound. Yeah.
All of a sudden, we'll be talking in French. I don't know what that button does.
Really?
I swear to my life.
Men, do you or someone you know wake multiple times at night to go to the bathroom? Have you noticed reduced flow or have difficulty urinating? Do you feel a sense of urgency or reduced sexual performance?
Trash it or trash it.
Trash it or trash it.
That's one, okay?
Do you, we'll edit that off there.
Do you want to run down all the great stuff we have on the show today?
Oh, my God. Oh my, well,
Thrashit 4.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
No, no, say it sexily.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it. Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
No, no, say it sexily.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
No cash to eat. It fits with EBT or death. Yeah. People get so jealous and mad. A mannequin makes fox. Their taxes go through us. It's bad.
What? Do you believe in government assistance?
What?
Well, I've got some dollars to pay off the cops.
Oh,
so unfair. Leaving on the velvet.
I'm going to pick up my velvet check. BRB.
Hello, all you pimps and pimpettes. It's time to put the sizzle in your nizzle with the Metal Injection live cast. Word up. What the fuck did I just say?
Bruce Chuck's friend, cough, cough. He has his mouth full right now, but he wanted me to tell you that you're listening to the Metal Injection live cast. Oh, yes.
Oh. Oh. I guess that's who Bruce is. That
it all comes out.
No, shut the fuck up,
shut
Bruce.
Shut the fuck up, Bruce.
Christian does not like the quality of